direct from the 95 BFM Lounge. It's Friday Live. Thanks to Rudy's, Brewers of Beer. Go to rudys.beer.
Welcome to the BFM studios. Should I call you Lawrence or should I call you James? I'm not.
Call Lawrence. Me Lawrence.
Lawrence Arabia.
Yeah, I don't get to, you know, I get called James, you know, 360 days of the year. So let's do Lawrence today.
Tonight, yeah. I'm Lawrence Arabia.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm working. I'm working tonight.
Now, you're actually working this weekend. You're at the Hollywood in Avondale, or Hollywood Avondale, on Saturday night. You've been on a pretty big run of shows right through the country in promotion of your new album. Is it titled Singles Club Album?
It's called Lawrence Arabia's Singles Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Lawrence Arabia's Singles Club. I'm just looking at what's written on the wall up here.
Singles Club Album
right.
Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Lawrence Arabia's Singles Club by Lawrence Arabia.
Now, for people that have obviously been hearing you release singles over a long period here on the BFM airwaves, you're no stranger to the BFM airwaves. So just tell me a little bit about the project and how it's all come together.
Yeah, it developed as a Kickstarter at the beginning of last year. I was trying to find some way into making a record, and then ended up that for a number of reasons that was the way I decided to do it. And yeah, one of the reasons was money. One of the reasons was needing a inspiration, or needing some sense of obligation to force me into the studio to make music. And having a bunch of people who were relying on me to make music was a great way of doing that. So yeah, I ended up recording throughout last year, doing 12 songs, one a month, and sending them out to the radio. And yeah, it was a weird experience.
Did you record at home?
I've got a little office studio thing in Eden Terrace, so it's basically home recording on some level. But there's a bit more. I've got a bit more space. Yeah, but it's, you know, most of it was self-recorded. There was a few bits and pieces that I went out of the studio, or out of my studio to do, or went to Roundhead and did a couple of bits and pieces.
A couple of takes at Roundhead?
Yeah, well, we did a wood for the last song, which is called Just Sleep, Your Shame Will Keep. It's a big orchestral arrangement and by Van Dyke Parks, and he'd sent me some MIDI parts on woodwind, so I had to...
Wait, MIDI parts on woodwind?
Yeah, so like...
What the heck is that?
So it was, he sent me the arrangement, and he recorded real strings, but also did a woodwind section, but it was recorded on a computer, basically. So it was realistic sounding clarinet and oboe and flute, but I wanted to, you know, make it proper, so we went to Roundhead and recorded a five-piece woodwind section.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, how does this all work into a live setting? Tonight, you've come into BFM. You've got an acoustic guitar. We're keeping it really simple up here.
Pretty classic, yeah.
But at the Hollywood Avondale, what is the stage setup going to look like?
The stage setup is seven of us on stage. Alice Deverick, Hayden Eastman Mine, Tom Watson, Heather Mansfield on keyboards and clarinet, Claire Cowan on synthesizers and cello, and Anita Clark on violin. Yeah, so it's a big multi-instrumental band. Everyone sings. Yeah, it's trying to do, you know, the album's pretty, it's got a lot of little keyboard parts and string parts in it. So it's just, I tried to create a band that would be able to do as much justice as to those recordings as possible, and then go back into the back catalogue and kind of find the stuff that would suit that type of arrangement the best.
How's everyone feeling? Because you've played nine dates yeah. so far? Is everyone starting to feel pretty good together on the stage?
Yeah, it's been, yeah, it's been, I mean, we've had, it's hard to tell a little bit. We've had a week off because of Easter. So we're, we've got to get together in the morning and sort of get ourselves back into the spirit.
Sound check for 3 hours at the Hollywood?
Yeah, there's going to be a long sound check, but we were getting, the last two shows, Paikakariki and Wellington, were really good. So I think the band had really gelled.
Amazing, amazing. Well, Lawrence Arabia, would you be kind enough to perform a song for us?
I'd be delighted to attempt to do that. You're getting some noise. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some nice ambient.
Okay, I'll play the song Everything's Minimal. Look at these intimate moments. Empathy, symmetry, beauty, tenderness you could not dream of in your house. Such happy memories. We cherish our holidays, for we are one in our house. Elegant magazine bookshelf, Monaco wallpaper, kinfolk, kind of style you could but dream of in your house. Everything's minimal, we're indivisible, for we are one in our house. We can't communicate, we always celebrate being one in our house. I met you, you mended my broken heart, and now we
the one person clap. Thank you very much.
I was tempted to join in, but
you could have, because it's radio. People wouldn't have seen, so we could have got away with it. Well, while you're in the zone, would you like to play another one?
Yeah, I can bust through another one. Yeah, I'll play Cecily, which I think was, yeah, I mean, I just need to pay due credit to 95BFM for playing all or most of those songs that were coming at you every month for a whole year, which is, and this was one of the ones I think got fairly well hammered. Yeah.
Psychically I stare into your head, see a slice of wholemeal bread, this means you're hungry. I predict the moment of your birth, when you washed up on the earth, it is your birthday. Cecily, I have telepathy.
Is it a hard skill to switch between singing and whistling?
Sometimes it doesn't work, yeah. But I've had enough of a little bit of beer to just...
Some beer,
I think it's
said some Rudy's, helpful for singing and whistling at the same time.
Yeah, it just crossed my mind that, I mean, the phrase, wet your whistle, I don't know whether that's I don't know whether that has to do with that, but... It is pertinent. Like, if you've got a dry mouth, it is impossible to whistle. And there have been times when it has failed me. But I've wet my whistle. So.
Excellent. Now, so tomorrow night at the Hollywood Avondale, who's opening tomorrow?
Motta, Hans Puckett, and Being.
Wow.
Yeah.
What time do things kick off?
So the doors are at 6.
Mm-hmm.
There's refreshments and Lord of the Fries available from 6, and then Motta's on at 7:30,
mm-hmm.
Hans Puckett on at 8:15, and Being on at 9, and then us on it.
Wow, it's a regular party. That's going to be a bloody good night.
It's a big West Auckland party, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if people haven't jumped on a ticket yet, you can get them from Under the Radar?
Yeah, and banishedmusic.com.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. And maybe some door sales if they don't all disappear.
Yeah, yeah. It will be cheaper to get them before, but there mm-hmm. will probably be a few available at the door, yeah.
All right. Hey, well, thank you very much, Lawrence Arabia. It's a real pleasure to have you in here. You got a few nice texts in there.
Oh, great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
What a legend. And we'll see you tomorrow night at the Hollywood Avondale.
See you tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Friday Live on 95 BFM, thanks to Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.